Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning, and I welcome each one to this part of the service. We're looking at survivors here this morning because we lived through a pretty brutal week of cold weather. That was pretty tough. And then there were some other storms that came on some of us, and so that it's good to see each one here this morning. I would like to invite your attention to 1 Kings chapter 4. I'm sorry, 1 Kings chapter 10. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we had the very first verse said that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And, you know, obviously you can take that several ways, and we discuss that some. We choose names for our children, our businesses, sometimes our homes, farms, sometimes our cows. But, you know, sometimes those names don't, are just a more off the cuff kind of thing. And sometimes they're very deliberate. I remember a number of years ago, 40 to be exact, actually, I think, that we were, several of us were in a room. It wasn't a very big room, and it wasn't very many of us. And we were trying to come up with a name for the fellowship. And someone had suggested Bethel. I had just recently read the book Rivers of Living Water, and I was very impressed with that, and I thought it would be so nice to have living water in our name, so I wanted to call it Living Water Christian Fellowship, but that didn't fly, so now we're Bethel. But Bethel means house of God, and it's a good name, and I say it's a good name. There was a lot of deliberation in the name. But it means house of God. And I appreciate the songs that were sung this morning on reflecting on where our anchor is. If our anchor is on the rock, if it is seriously Christ our anchor, and then that continues to be a good name. The house of God. House of bread. And so, I would like to read this morning this first part of chapter 10 of 1 Kings. And this is the story of when the Queen of Sheba came to Solomon. And I know we know the story, but it's a very interesting account of both riches and names. And when the Queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom in the house that he built, and the sitting and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report I heard in mine own land of thy acts and thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not thy words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to the king Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house. Harps also he made and psalteries for the singers. There came no such almug trees nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. So there was a caravan that came to see Solomon from a far country. And Jesus references that, and I'd like to just look at that as well. But she came because she had heard of the wisdom of Solomon, and she came, and her testimony was that the half has not been told. And she heard unbelievable things. And even after that, she said, you know, I heard all these things, I couldn't believe it, but the half has not been told. Jesus, in his generation, said that the Queen of Sheba is going to rise up in judgment against that generation that lived in his time because she came from a long ways away to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And he said, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And of course, he was referencing himself. And I have to think of the things that Solomon was a tremendous, he was a man of tremendous wisdom. He had tremendous wealth and he knew how to show it. And evidently there was a lot of things that we don't know about Solomon, but it was tremendous in the eyes of the queen. But Jesus also in his life, he said that, these people that are right here, right under his teaching, are going to be judged by the queen because of the fact that they had such an opportunity and didn't avail themselves to it. And he was making it very serious to them. And so he said, they're gonna stand in judgment with this generation because she came from a long ways away to hear the wisdom of Solomon. They're right here. And they overlooked it. It reminds me of the account in Acts when Peter and John went to the temple and they met this lame man, and the story is in Acts 3. How that he wanted an alms and they didn't give it to him. They said, I've got something better, and they gave him healing. And that's such a wonderful story there, but this man that was lame from his mother's womb got to leaping and walking. And, you know, I know that some of you, when you know what it's like to kind of learn to walk. You know, we rejoiced here a year ago when Daniel was walking, and good to see him upright. But you know, none of us have seen somebody lame from his womb, lame from birth, jump up and walk. It doesn't happen. And yet it did. There it was. But Peter said that this is the name, at the name of the faith in his name, at the name of Jesus, this is what gave this man power to walk. And he was also saying that it was in Jesus' name that they had. That was going to be a judgment against them because they were not true to to his word. Even though they were formal, they were religious, they were not following Christ, and that was going to be words against them. And so, for whatever name we have, our name needs to be that Christ is our supreme example, and we are his disciples. We follow him, we walk with him, we do the things that are that he does, we have the same values that he had, and then we don't need to worry about the outcome of it, because he's taking care of that. Let's bow our heads for prayer.